Jason Thornhill, owner and visionary of Aspen Crossing, joins us to talk about the Polar Express, the first weekend this weekend. Then it runs various weekends throughout November and December. Thank you so much for joining us, Jason.
Oh, thank you.
For those who haven't seen the movie, I might be one of them. We don't really know what the Polar Express is. Tell us what it is.
Well, the Polar Express is, you know, where kids are starting to lose the magic in Christmas. And, the story of the Polar Express goes about that. This train stops and picks up kids that are starting to no longer believe in Christmas. And of course, when they get to the North Pole and just see how magical it is, then they see, hey, that Christmas is a real thing. So we try to reenact this story, and it's a 1 hour experience. And it starts with an opening act of, well, are you coming? Well, where? Why, to the North Pole, of course. This is the Polar Express. And then we leave the station and we pick up Billy, who's a boy that's really having a hard time believing in Christmas and is a little hard done by. And so, of course, when he meets Santa and gets the first gift of Christmas and stuff, it's just like, wow, Santa is real. We pick up Santa from the North Pole, and Santa visits every family and gives them this magic bell. And in the movie, what happens is those that can believe in Christmas can hear the bell, and those that don't can't hear the bell. And so, yeah, there's these nice Christmas bells that Santa gives every person on the train. And in the movie, it's the first gift of Christmas. It's really exciting to see all these happy people in one spot. It's just like, it's magical.
So you get to actually ride a train.
You get to actually ride a train to the North Pole.
I also read, too, that you get to wear your pajamas for the ride.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, tons of people show up. Like, we have a family that's been coming like every year, and the grandma makes them all matching pajamas. And I believe there's 50 some of them that come every year.
If you get to wear your pajamas, I'm in.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. How long has this tradition been going on for?
So we've been doing the Polar Express for 10 years. Like you said, it feels great to be a part of it and just see everybody having so much fun, and kids like lighting up when they see these fireworks at the North Pole and picking up Santa, and just like, wow, it's really neat to see.
The first train departs the station this weekend. And for those who haven't gone before, how do we get tickets?
Either phone us or visit our website at aspencrossing.com. You know, there's various types of seats. They're all a great experience from all the seats. You know, the earlier you buy, the less expensive it is. It gets a little more expensive as you get closer to Christmas, but you know, they sell out pretty quick. Starting now that we've got some snowfall, they'll sell pretty quick.
We will get the information on getting tickets and all that sort of stuff up on our website, cfweradio.ca and ravenradio.ca. And thank you for sharing the joy of the Polar Express with us, Jason.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to all.